You are tuned into KGLR 95.3 FM. This is Rocky Flats, and I am sitting here with two members of Entropy. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
What's up? I'm Reno.
I'm Tony.
Nice. And what instruments or...
I play my vocal cords.
I am the guitar player.
That would be Tony is the guitar player.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Who else is in the band?
Right now, it's the three of us. Eric is the bassist right now. He's actually on the other side of the country right now visiting with some family, so he couldn't make it out here.
Okay.
Eric Holgage. Actually, Holgate. We give him a hard time, though.
Holgage?
Yeah.
Is it because of the way it's spelled?
Oh, long story. Somebody asked. Yeah. It's spelled exactly Holgate, but this guy actually used to play with us is like, oh, is that French? Is it Holgage? Like, dude, you're an idiot. It's Holgate. How hard is that?
Where did you get that from?
Oh, yeah, don't mind the photographer there.
Oh, that's all
right. How long have you guys been a band?
5 years?
Yeah, Tony and I actually, we knew each other for a while before we even started the band, and we were actually out on a camping trip, and a mutual friend of ours was like, he was wanting to start a band, and he was actually talking to Tony about it, and Tony was like, well, I didn't even know he played anything. I'm like, well, I don't, but I can sing. He's like, right on, let's get together and jam. So we did, and the rest was history. Like, what, 3 months after we started, we cut our first album.
Well, it wasn't that quick, but I think we played our first show like 3 months after.
Yeah, but we were recording pretty quick after that. But it's been almost...
It takes some bands years to record.
Yeah.
Well, it's taken us four... That was 4 years ago, so...
I know bands that have been together for like 6 years now because they play live circuits all the time. Yeah. They're like locally live and stuff, but they never put together an album.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where we're at. We kind of cut back from playing live right now. We've been recording. We've been in the studio for about a year now.
Right.
Getting ready to release this new album, which we're pretty psyched about.
Nice. What's the name of the new one?
The title of the album is El Chupacabra.
Nice.
Yeah.
My favorite mythical beast.
Yeah. Yes. No, actually, most people don't know. They're not mythical. So we're going to start a website to save the chupacabra. You know?
Okay. That's good. That's good.
It's a charitable
thing. I mean, it's good to take care of, you know.
Yeah, tell you what. Don't ever bring up mythical and chupacabras to somebody from... New Mexico,
right?
Because they are convinced they are real.
Really? I mean, who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? I'd have more faith in that creature than, like, you know, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster is even feasible, but Bigfoot's just too unfeasible.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So, do you guys have any? Are you guys got any? Events coming up, any shows and concerts?
We're just trying to get things wrapped up with the album right now.
Nice.
It goes to post-production, probably the end of the week.
Nice.
So we should have physical CDs, and we'll be up on iTunes and digitally probably within 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, however long that process takes. But as soon as that's done, our next show will definitely be our CD release. We're trying to get the lineup for that. Hopefully do it in Denver, we're talking the Ogden, or...
Really?
Yeah, we don't know. We'd really like to be able to do an all-ages show, which is hard for a local band, you know?
It is. Yeah. Without the popularity, they're not usually interested unless there's drink sales. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's the way the game goes. Where have you guys played locally, like, so far? Like,
any bigger venues? Or
really? Yeah. Like, Marquee, all those places?
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Marquee, played Gothic...
all the
Herman's
Toad Tavern,
right?
Toad Tavern,
right? How do you guys feel about your new album?
Really good. I mean,
super psyched. We actually little run down right now. We just put so much work into this album.
Right.
We didn't do nearly as much on our first album. This one we wanted to have something that people really wanted to listen to. Our first album we were more motivated to just to get some stuff down, get it out there, have something that, you know, make a name for ourselves. With this album, we really, really wanted to have some continuity to it and have something established as what Entropy sounds like.
Right.
So I think we've done that. Mm-hmm. The producer on the project is Cliff Pfeiffer. He's done some other local stuff here in Denver. I think he did Apex Vibes album. Nice. Their first one.
I've heard of them. I have not heard them.
Yeah, those guys are really cool. Nice guys.
Nice. So, tell me a little bit. You know, our listeners have never heard of you. I mean, some of them might have.
Sure, on a
massive scale.
No, everybody has heard of us. What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? if somebody were to be introduced to Entropy, what should they expect? What would you say to your fan or potential fan?
That's like the worst question of all time.
Sell yourself.
Like everybody hates that. Every musician hates that question because you're like, oh, I don't want to be. I sound like this, and then people hear it and they're like, dude, that does not sound like that.
Well, I did listen to some of the music. The music I heard on your MySpace page was that off the new album?
How long ago did you listen to it?
Yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nice. So you guys got a lot of reggae feel. I noticed. Yeah. I felt that in there for sure.
Yeah. We feel like.
Although it's definitely not reggae.
Yeah.
I would definitely say
that. Kind of a mixture
that.
Of rock and reggae, and you know, it it used to be kind of more of a punk reggae thing, and then we kind of settled into something, and
I think
wrote a bunch of songs that we liked better than what we had written in the past. You know, our first album, like, we wrote 10 songs. We're like, we're putting these 10 songs on there, you know.
That's all the songs
we had. But
that's what you got. You
know, now we had some more to pick through. And,
oh, gosh. And we started off with this project with, like literally 30 songs.
Right.
And we did, we laid down scratch tracks for probably
21, something
like
that.
And then we went back and rewrote and worked on those after that, and 13 made the cut. So this new album has 13 songs. It's fairly diverse. I think the one thing a lot of people do say is we are pretty diverse. I think
I definitely got that feel from it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, to if I were to compare it to things, like from my personal viewpoint, of course, you know, I would say, like, on a level, you guys kind of got the. It sounded kind of like a mix between, like, Incubus and Sublime to me. And I know that sounds
Everybody says that.
I mean, that's not a bad thing to be crossbreeding right there, honestly. It sounds really good. I mean, the vocals sound really good combined with the whole, the funky aspect of the reggae and everything. Mm-hmm. I definitely like it. Which brings me to your album, which I have, I think.
Yeah.
Better double check that. Okay, so we're going to play a track from you guys. What is the name of this track?
Name of this song is Get Burned.
Get Burned?
Get Burned.
All right. And which track is that off the CD here?
Two.
Freedom Break.
Chapters told of power working.
Well, 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 that was very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was the name of that track?
That was Get Burned, track number 2 of El Chupacabra.
So explain that track.
Well, that was, you know, it's funny. We've actually played that song live maybe twice. It was one of those things that we had, one day we were in the basement rehearsing and, you know, we were just brainstorming and made up a couple different riffs and, you know, recorded it and then sort of left it in the archives. And then when we came back to it, we're like, dude, we need to do
like,
something with
seriously,
this.
Seriously, we were just like, oh, this was a really cool thing. We need to, let's go back and write, like, actually make it a song. I mean, we had, I think the original recording was like 8 bars, you know.
Right.
It was just basically an idea.
It was a backbone for what we thought might be.
But yeah, we thought it was going to turn out to be something good.
Nice.
And actually, that's a really encouraging song because that's one of the songs that everybody had their 2 cents in, you know. It was...
It wasn't like one person's project
right.
that everyone else kind of
said. Yeah, it was, you know, Tony came up with the original riffs, and I just kind of had an idea with that, and then Eric had an idea for a bass line, and then had some other ideas for some other different guitar parts, and then Cliff, our producer, once he heard that, he put all the finishing touches on it. It really made it the song that it is.
Right. So... As a band, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm going to ask this question because we actually ask this question to every band, but how do you guys feel, especially as a local band coming up, about music piracy these days?
You know what? That's a very, it's a controversial question, and it's a very good question. Me personally, I can't think of anything that's better than standing on stage and playing a song that people want to listen to,
right?
And having that feeling that, you know, when somebody listens to your music and enjoys it, I mean, that's really what we're doing.
That's definitely what you're after.
So, from that perspective, you know, if everybody's listening to your music, that's what you want. You want everybody to enjoy what you've created.
For sure.
However, we would like to be able to do this for a living.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And there are a lot of bands out there that do and that don't have, you know, the quote unquote rock star status.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
That are getting by and doing whatever. But it really it ultimately comes down to do the people that are listening to your music really think it's worth something?
Yeah, yeah,
and to me, the way I look at it is this: if, you know, say you have a party, and you invite all your friends over, and you get a keg of beer, and your best friends are the ones that pitch in the money,
right?
You know, they're the ones because they really appreciate what you've done, and
sure.
they can enjoy it too. It's the same thing with your music, you know. If somebody thinks that it has value, they're not going to have a problem
paying for it.
I mean, I don't know. It's what do you
question.
Think?
I mean, I think if you're obviously trying to make a living from it, yeah, it hurts a little bit when you're not getting paid for the music that's being listened to. But at the same time, I think I agree with Aaron that, you know, it's the high from that feeling that you get that people are enjoying it, and you can go out and play, and everyone's out there to hear your music, and you know, it's just making people happy, and people jump around having a good time. And, you know, honestly, I think that's, to me, is the best part of it.
Yeah.
So
I think a rapper, Chris Calico, I just interviewed recently, said best when he was like, you know, I'd rather have 1,000 people download my album and make no money than only 10 people buy my album and make some money. Because that way I know
absolutely.
That 1,000 people really like my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And really where the money does come from, I find, you know, is the ticket sales for shows. You can't duplicate that online.
Well,
you can't duplicate merchandise online, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the fact of the matter is when you're starting off and you're you know, there's 1,000 bands in Denver, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's playing the same game, and especially right now, Denver is hot.
Yeah, there's
a
lot of
shit going on. We've got a lot of really, really good bands in Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, you get on MySpace and you do a search just for rock bands alone.
Oh, yeah.
Just rock bands. There's like 1,000 working rock bands in just Denver.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Massive.
It is.
So when you...
And a lot of talent. A lot of good
absolutely.
Rock bands.
Absolutely.
Unreal. Yeah. You know, unreal talent. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of bands right now that are doing really well that are putting Denver on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And that's encouraging. That's a good thing for everybody in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the surrounding area for
absolutely.
Denver as well.
Sure.
For Colorado
absolutely.
In general.
Yeah.
You know. Definitely. The thing about Colorado and the music industry that I've noticed is, like, it starts to get a little buzz. You know, you get these little one-hit bands, mm-hmm. you know, like the Fray and Flowbots kind of get up there and stuff, and then it kind of fizzles out. But I think the more that those kind of little things happen, the mm-hmm. more you're going to get bigger and bigger bands.
The
and the Fray really hasn't fizzled. They're actually
yeah.
You can't and I can't say fizzle.
I was going to say, man,
that's a fucked up thing to say.
On two albums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
that's a wrong thing to say. But it'd be nice if more people claim their rep their spot, though, too. You know, I mean, Flowbots
yeah,
definitely
you know
does, but the Fray
see,
definitely
does. That's what I love about the Flowbots. You know, that's,
yeah. The
Flowbots
reps. For
sure. They do.
You know, anybody in Denver that follows the music scene has seen them. And for the most part, if you follow the music scene, you probably have met them.
Yeah.
And they are great, great
very
people.
Very nice people.
And, you know, even right now, you know, they've had huge success with their first album, but they're doing so much for the community right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really taking some responsibility into doing some of those things that they said that they would. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people really cool. were like, you know, were asking me, you know, is Flowbots coming out with a new album? And I tried to approach it and I researched it. And it seems to me more like they're focusing more on their community work, which is good. That's a beautiful
absolutely,
thing to do,
yeah.
you know?
Absolutely.
Use that fame to the advantage of the community. That's a beautiful thing.
And I mean, it's one of those things that as you start to make it big, I think it's a responsibility that you inherit. I mean, a lot of people...
It's true.
You don't really have that choice.
It's true. You can't
you can
ride by. That's
no.
That's what a lot of people do, and it's not good in
yeah.
the long run. It doesn't give you a great image.
I think it's really important that I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of work
definitely.
To try and make it in this business, you know?
Yeah.
And any success that any band or musician or any entertainer, for that matter, any success that they get is well-deserved. I mean,
yeah.
you can't get there without, a lot of work.
Right.
I mean, we practice, you know, 3 nights a week, and our rehearsal starts at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know, and when you're working a day job, getting
yeah.
up at 6 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Tony will tell you right now.
Yeah, there's definitely days you go in
there and
you're a zombie.
Yeah,
it does get hard. It's
yeah.
And it's not for the money, and it's not for the, you know.
Just the love of the game.
Absolutely.
The enjoyment of it is
yeah.
just
for
totally
that
worth it.
For that shred of that one, for that split second that you're doing something that you want to do more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
No matter
it's worth more money.
No matter what it is. No
anything.
Matter if it's a... you know, hearing yourself on the radio or doing a live show for, you know, 1,000 people or 10 people.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
when you discover why you're really doing it.
That's
if you enjoy
true.
It, regardless, that's what it's about.
Wise words. Wise words. So let's play another track from you guys.
All right.
What do you guys got? What should we throw up here?
Well, we're gonna lighten it up. That first track was kind of profound, so and very
yeah. So
deep.
This is going to be the other end of the spectrum.
This is the other side of the spectrum. We
so
sort of
kind of a goofy song that we
it's
came
a sing along,
and it's
nice.
A sing along. You know, so I figured you know put it on there and
yeah. We talked about our diversity,
like
so
there you go.
I believe diversity is a small wooden ship. So we're gonna play track 3.
Okay.
Track 3.
All right. And what's the name of this track?
We'll talk about that after.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and play it for the people right now. This is KGLR. This is Entropy, track 3 off the new album. What's the name of the album?
El Chupacabra.
El Chupacabra.
Where am I going with this? Headphones?
I never been much for the two. She really rocks my world. She got a smile of pearls. She got a tramp stamp tattoo of a...
Got to love it. That was a good track.
Well, thank you.
That was good. That was definitely, as you said, different than what I heard last time. But that was funny. I heard you say while we were off air that was from personal experience. That last somebody.
Somebody else.
It's good material.
I think it was somebody else.
Okay, fair enough.
No,
that's a funny track, though.
Yeah, obviously the name of that track is "Boob Job." just kind of a lighthearted, fun sing along. You know,
definitely, kind of
hits. For some guys, you know, it's like, well, if you want one, that's okay, but if you don't, I like you the way you are.
Right. Like, how do you answer that question? Should I get bigger boobs?
It's like you can't say yes or no. So it's kind of kind of touches on that subject.
It's like if you ask the chick, should I have a bigger dick, they're always going to say yes.
They always do to me.
I don't know why. What the fuck? good times. Okay, cool. Well, I like the tracks. Is that album, where can people get that album if they want to get it once it comes out?
That will be dropping digitally, you know, iTunes, Napster, whatever you use.
Sure.
You know, digitally, I'm going to say probably mid-December.
All searchable up there, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah,
nice.
And then we'll have some physical CDs probably probably around the same time.
And what's your, can people get to you at MySpace?
MySpace, yep. Mm-hmm. MySpace/, what is it, Entropy Group. Mm-hmm. And on
somebody
our
already took Entropy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're starting a band, Google the name, just so you guys know before you name your band.
And that's why I was surprised when Greenlight Radio was available. Nice. Okay, so do you guys have any shows coming up soon? Do you guys have anything lined up?
No, we're just kind of trying to take a breather right now because we've been.
If people want to line you up, where can they get a hold of you?
Hit us up on our MySpace. Yeah,
okay. That's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it.
Nice. Check that again.
You can also contact us at KGLI. We'll track them down for you. So, cool. If you need anything, tunes, questions, phone numbers, addresses, social security numbers, we'll give it all to you.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Might not be real, but...
No, I'll give you a number. I didn't say it was a good number. Yeah, his name is Entropy Jones.
Yeah.
his number is 555555555.
Extension 5.
Extension 5. Nice. Well, thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
A lot.
Appreciate you having us down.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully we can have you come back. You know, we do have the capabilities down the road to try to do live sets and stuff.
Yeah,
if you guys are ever interested,
we'd love to.
We'd like
that.
Be a good time.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks again. You're listening to KGLR. This is Rocky Flats here with Entropy. And you guys have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.